Annie Shearer lives in the town of Ups and Downs. She is 11 years old and short for her age. She has brown hair and brown eyes. She lives on a sheep farm with her parents, Brian and Susie, her brother Max, and her grandma, Dolly. People in Ups and Downs think Annie is a bit different. They think it's odd that they've never seen her laugh, even though she is often quite happy. They think it's strange that they've never seen her cry, even though she is sometimes quite sad. They think it's weird that she wears an old leather tool belt wherever she goes, even though Annie finds it useful having so many pockets to store items that can be used to fix things. They worry that she must be lonely because she spends so much time by herself. But Annie quite enjoys her own company. And besides, she has a very special friend. He is a dog, and his name is Runt. Annie knows she is a bit different, but she doesn't think she is odd or strange or weird. The truth is, everybody is unique. No two people are the same. Even identical twins can have different interests, and it makes the world a more interesting place. Annie enjoys reading about exotic creatures with hidden talents. For example, in the darkest depths of the ocean, there is a fish with a glowing torch poking out of its head. It's called an anglerfish. In the forests of Australia, there's a bird that can mimic perfectly any sound that it hears. It's called a lyrebird. And in Africa, there is a frog that lives in a bubble of its own snot. It's called an African bullfrog. And in Ups and Downs, there is Runt. Runt can't mimic any sounds, he doesn't have a torch sprouting from his head, and he doesn't live in a bubble of snot. But his hidden talents are extraordinary. Sheep have an unfortunate reputation for being quite stupid. People believe they're dim-witted, aimless animals that are easily confused, but this is a bit unfair. For example, sheep have very long memories. They never forget a good patch of grass, and they certainly never forget where to find a decent drink of water. Think of your favourite food, prepared by the world's most talented chef, laid out on a banquet table that spreads out for miles. This is what Earl's pasture looks like to Brian Shearer's sheep. It's irresistible, which is why, despite Brian's efforts to repair his rickety old fence, they persist in pushing their way through it, crossing the road, and squeezing into Earl's estate. The grass really is much greener on the other side. Earl's estate is paradise. They bleat and bounce about, trotting and kicking their hooves. They stuff themselves with tufts of juicy grass and they wash it all down with a refreshing drink from Earl's dam. And today, while Annie was at school learning about cloud formation, a storm was brewing on the outskirts of Ups and Downs because the sheep had broken out again. And Earl, peering through a brass spyglass that once belonged to the pirate Blackbeard, had spotted them. He snatched up his telephone and poked the buttons urgently, like he was trying to wake a hibernating bear. And he yelled at Brian Shearer for so long that he didn't realise that Brian had already hung up and left to fetch Annie.